Saw a chicken laying fried eggs. My name's Happy. This is Patty.
Hi.
Happy McKenzie, Patty Pfister. And we'll be the MCs for you for today.
Welcome to the 52nd annual
Florida Folk Festival.
I was going to say White Springs Florida Folk Festival.
Yeah. Well, that's what I grew up around Florida, hearing about White Springs, you know. It changed to the Florida Folk Festival a few years ago, and that seems to be cool. Yes, very cool. Well, you're going to hear some cool music in just a couple of minutes here. We're getting ready to bring up Mary Ann Danella and her partner, Dennis Devine. We know them well. We're old friends of theirs. Honest.
Young friends of theirs.
Well, that's true. We're not that old.
Yeah, middle-aged. Still growing up. Well, we'll tell you a little bit about Mary Ann Danella while they're setting up. She has an influence raised on Irish music and her influence, and she's performed in Ireland many times. Not only that, but she's going to be going back to Ireland with the whole band in June. And that sounds like it's going to be a real fun trip. She's been performing at this festival. She actually told me how many years, and I said, so most of your young life, right, Mary Ann? For 31 years of these 52 years, so that's a pretty big accomplishment.
That is a great accomplishment.
I'm still standing.
Are you about ready to start, Mary Ann?
You're going to check her sound. Are they?
You want to do a sound check?
Sure. We're doing okay on vocal?
Hey.
All right.
It's on.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for coming out so early in the morning. You may not be rewarded with clear, crystal voices, but we didn't go to bed when our mommy said we should last night.
You're going to be enchanted with the music of Mary Ann Danella and Dennis Devine. Give them a nice, warm welcome this early morning.
Up in the morning about 6 o'clock, 20 terriers are working on the rock, and the boss came along, yells, "Keep still, come down heavy on the cast down drill. Drill, terriers, drill.
Drill, terriers, drill.
And it's work all day for sugar in your tay down behind the railway. Drill, terriers, drill, and blast and fire." Well, our new foreman was Jim McGann. My God, he was a terrible man. One day a premature blast went off. A mile in the sky went Big Jim Goff. Ah, drill, terriers, drill.
Drill, terriers, drill.
And it's work all day for sugar in your tay down behind the railway. Drill, terriers, drill, and blast and fire. Well, when next payday come around, Jim Goff a dollar short was found. They asked him, why come this reply? Well, you were docked for the time you were up in the sky. Drill, terriers, drill.
Drill, terriers, drill.
And it's work all day for sugar in your tay down behind the railway. Drill, terriers, drill. And blast and fire. And blast and fire. Thank you.
While I was walking down Kilgarry Mountain, I spied Colonel Pepper and his money he was counting. Well, I drew forth my pistol and I rattled me saber and I stand and deliver, for I am the bold deceiver. Musha-ring-a-durum-a-da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
You could do it even when you're sober?
Well, the shiny golden coins, they look so bright and jolly. So I took them to me home and I gave them to me Molly. She vowed and she promised that she never would deceive me. But the devil's in the women and they never can be easy. Musha-ring-a-ma-da-ra-ma-da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
Those of you who are numerically challenged, that's three claps, then two, then one. I don't know how they came up with that.
Well, I was awoke between 6 and 7. There were guards all around me with numbers I didn't even. Well, I drew forth my pistol, but alas, I was mistaken. For Molly stole my pistol and a prisoner I was taken. Was shivering on my drumada. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
There's some fast learners this morning.
Well, they took me away without judge writing for robbing Colonel Pepper up on Kilgarry Mountain. But they didn't take my fists, so I knocked the sentry down. And I bid a fond farewell to the jail in Sligo City. Musha-ring-a-ma-da-ra-ma-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Well, some take delight in their fishing and bowling, and others take delight in their carriages rolling. But I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty women in the morning bright and early. Musha-ring-a-ma-da-ra-ma-da.
Last chance.
Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Musha-ring-a-ma-da-ra-ma-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, thank you.
Good clapping, good
Ned,
clapping.
Ned, you got to get your blood circulating this morning. Oh.
This is a song that has to do with war and the cruelty of brother against brother. Certainly a timely one for now. This was written by Tommy Sands, and it has to do with two young men who were best friends. The names have been changed so that there's no reprisals after it was written. And it's called There Were Roses. And if you would help out on the roses part, it would be wonderful. Your part is, and there were roses, there were roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. Well, my song for you this evening, it was not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. Lately, I've been thinking, and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends in time, both good friends of mine. Well, Isaac Scott from Dana, he lived just across the field. He was a great man for the singing and the dancing and the reel. MacDonald came from South Armagh to court young Agnes Fair, and we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter filled the air. And there were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Well, Isaac, he was Protestant, and Sean was Catholic born, but that never made a difference for their friendship. It was strong. And late in the evening, when we heard the sound of guns, we said it won't divide us,
and we always will be one. For the ground our fathers plowed in, the soil it is the same, and the places that we say our prayers, they've just got different names. We talked about those friends who died, we prayed there'd be no more. 'Twas little then we realized the tragedy in store. And there were roses, and there were roses, roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. Well, it was on a Sunday morning that the awful news came down. Another killing had been done just outside Cameron Town. We knew Isaac danced up there. We knew he loved the band. And when we heard that he was dead, we could not understand. We gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day. The minister, he closed his eyes, and for no revenge he prayed. And all of us who knew him from along the Ryan Road, we bowed our heads and said a prayer for the resting of his soul. And there were roses, roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. Late at night, a car came prowling round the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Ah, Christ, it's young MacDonald that they've taken from the door. But Isaac was my friend, he cried. He begged them with his tears. Centuries of hatred have ears that cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their mind. And another eye for another eye, till every eye is blind. And there were roses, roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. Well, my song for you this evening, it was not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. Lately I've been thinking, and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends in time, both good friends of mine. And I don't know what the moral is, nor where the song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the orders, they are not the ones to die. It's Scott and MacDonald and the likes of you and I. And there were roses, roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. Thank you. That sounded beautiful.
there's always these songs about your rider, you're going to miss your rider. There's all kinds of stories about who the rider was. Hootie Ledbetter, we actually played here back, I think, in one of the first years of the Folk Festival. Did a rendition of this, and it was later modified and jazzed up and bluegrassed up. So I'm going to put Marianne through a workout on this one called The Rider.
Well, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Yeah, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby from rolling in your arms. Well, I lay down last night, Lord, I could not make my rest. Well, I lay down last night, Lord, I could not take my rest. My mind was rambling like the wild geese in the west. Well, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby rolling in your arms. Well, I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train. Well, I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train. I shine my light through the cool Colorado rain. Well, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby from rolling in your arms. Well, the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. Yeah, the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. That old north wind's gonna blow my blues away. Well, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know your rider's gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby from rolling in your arms. Gonna miss your baby from rolling in your arms.
Thank you. You got to remember now, Marianne, when I first started playing music with her, she did a thing we called finger picking. She didn't know what a flat pick was, and that's what the flat pick is. And so it's a whole different technique. So those of you who aren't players, it's something you got to work up. It looks easy.
But Jeannie Fitch,
playing
too.
It right is not.
Years ago, Jeannie came into a club I was playing at, and she said, "You can't even hear your guitar because I was playing it with the balls of your fingers, you know." So she handed me this bunch of picks.
Yeah, these new contraptions that Marianne didn't even know about. She'd been playing for like 8 years in this club. And
I put them on backwards like fingernails. I didn't know they were supposed to.
She said, "I've been working on it for a long time, and I just always keeps catching my fingers." And Jeannie said, "Well, if you turn them on the other way." You know, it's amazing how innovative we could be.
It's all a learning experience, children.
I'm so pleased to say that my grandson Alex is here today.
Where's he? Where's he at?
I don't know. There he is. Yeah.
You might have recognized him. Wasn't he on one of your paintings, like riding a dolphin one time?
Well, it's so special, you know. After you've raised your own kids, you never think you'd get this tangled up in grandchildren, but you will. You will.
Oh yeah.
This is the Revenuer song called "The Excise Man."
Gather up your pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley, and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney.
Now this is a sing-along. So just come, that when the chorus comes around, we sort of jump right in.
He's mad. Keep your eyes well peeled today. The big tall men, they're on their way, searching for the morning tale.
The folk festival, here you go. Gather up your pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley, and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. I can't hear you.
A bottle for the butcher, a quart for Tom, a bottle for poor old Father John, helping his prayers and hymns along in the hills of Connemara.
Gather up your pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley, and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, get the smoke from rising, Barney.
Well, stand your ground, boys, it's too late. The big tall men are at the gate. Glory be to God, but they're drinking it late in the hills of Connemara.
Gather up your pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley, and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, get the smoke from rising, Barney.
Well, swing to the left and swing to right. The excise men, they'll dance all night. Glory be to God, they're doing it right in the hills of Connemara.
Gather up your pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley, and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney.
Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash, the corn, the barley, and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that as a group here, I could see, but...
Thank
we got
you.
A couple of it on it.
Can you tell we're improvising a little this morning? What, dear? I don't ever check his sleep quotient. I wouldn't want him up here if I knew sometimes, I think. Well, I met a lad in Edinburgh, Burra Bobby. But then I found a better one, I thought I'd bide a wee. And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny lad. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny lad. As I was out on Sunday, I thought I spied the Queen playing at the football with the lads on Glasgow Green. And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny lad. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny lad.
Imagine dancing those buckles.
The captain on the other side was scoring in great style. The Queen, she called a policeman, she had him put in jail.
And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny lad. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny lad.
Napoleon was an emperor, he ruled by land and sea. He ruled all France and Germany, but he didn't do a job on me.
And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny lad. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny lad.
Now Samson was a mighty man, he fought with a cutty's jaw. He fought 1,000 battles wearing crimson flannel drawers. And me, you,
and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny lad. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny lad.
Well, Johnny is a bonny lad, he is a lad of mine. I've never had a better lad, I've had 99.
And me, you, and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny lad. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny lad.
And me, you,
and me, you, and me, you, my Johnny lad. I danced the buckles off my shoes for you, my Johnny lad.
Thank you.
She used to just have these buckle shoes and just dance all around the stage when she did that, but she kind of... You're kind of tired this morning. Guess you're not going to do the buckle dance? Well, okay.
No buckles
no
this
buckle
morning.
Dance. This is a story about a poor man who died.
Oh.
The Irish celebrate everything. They even celebrate at funerals and wakes. Can they celebrate a person's life?
His name was Tim Finnegan. He was a bricklayer by trade. And the Irish have a different way of putting people to rest than we do.
But oddly enough, as the story goes, is the story of his demise was greatly exaggerated.
Where is that from?
The instrument Dennis is playing is called a baran, and it's an Irish drum. And here we go. Oh, well, Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish, mighty odd. He had a tongue both rich and sweet, and to rise in this world he carried a hod. Now Tim had a sort of a tippling way, with a love of the liquor he was born, and to help him on with his work each day, he'd a drap of the creature every moon.
Whack for the dino, dance to your partner well, the fill your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Now his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch.
Lunch, boys.
First she brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. Miss Biddy O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice, clean corpse did you ever see? Ah, Tim of Arnion, why did you die? Shut your gob, says Patty McGee.
Whack for the dino, dance, dance to your partner well, to fur your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Now we have to stop here to go back to the second verse, which I completely forgot.
You killed them off too early, I tell you.
We got to kill them before we can bury them, okay? One morning, Tim felt rather odd. Yes?
I didn't say nothing.
His head was heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull, so they carried him home, his
now
corpse to wake.
Home.
They wrapped him up in a clean white sheet and laid him out upon the bed with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head.
Whack for the dino, dance to your partner well, to throw your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
And now his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch.
Seconds. Lunch.
First she brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. Miss Biddy O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? We're racing through this one. Ah, Tim of Arnion, why did you die? Shut your gob, says Patty McGee, and whack for the dino, dance to your partner well, to flurry your trotter's sake.
Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Now Maggie O'Connell took up the job. Ah, Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a belt in the gob and sent her sprawling on the floor. And then the war did soon engage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh and all was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began.
Whack for the dino, dance to your partner well, to throw your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Now Mickey Maloney raised his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. It missed, and falling on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. Oh, and my God, see how he rises, Timothy rising from the bed. Santa, whirl your whiskey round like blazes, Tannum and Deal, did you think I'm dead?
Whack for the dino, dance to your partner well, to flur your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Wonderful clapping. Thank you very much.
We got one more, honey. Where you want to go?
You all know Wild Hog. You'll help us out on that. We ought to throw Will in here. I love that John McCutcheon talked about Will last night in Gamble. That was really special. Was that a wonderful show for those of you that were there? Oh, my God. And especially the way he thinks is so accepted by all those thousands of people that were out there last night. And I love that my
grandkid was here to hear that.
There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammond I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark's a brown and yellow sand. It was on a quiet evening, pretty near the setting sun. I got thinking, I got careless, I didn't even tote a gun. Where there he stood, his red eyes flashing, slobber running down his jaw. I never seen a sight so fearful, cheered me to my very maw. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammond I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark's a brown and yellow sand. Well, late at night, I get to thinking, and a chill chills my spine. I look south into the moonlight, and that old hog's still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark's the brown and yellow sand.
Dark's the brown and yellow sand.
Thank you all very much.
Mary Ann Donella and Dennis Devine. Catch South Wind at the Tower later on today, 11:30, and tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.